Hello, listeners, and welcome to our School Commutes podcast. Here's a collection of short stories from real MRU students about how they get to school. It sounds boring, but I promise it's not. You wouldn't believe what these kids go through.
All right, he's late. He's running late for class again. He is hungover. He's tired. He probably has not eaten breakfast. Will he sprint to school on time? Will he slip and fall on ice? Will he look like a bumbling idiot more than usual? Hear more about Matthew Hillier's terrible walk to campus.
There's nothing worse than being woken up from a nightmare only to find yourself in another one. In my case, my waking horror story is class starting in 10 minutes, and for some reason, I'm still in bed. After I rush to get dressed, I run out the door and start my panicked walk to class. Oh, of course it snowed last night. There's nothing worse than running late when you were 5 minutes away from class. No excuse in the world could save me if I'm late now. Finally, the doors to the school. I have 3 minutes to spare. Hopefully my prof is late. Maybe stuck in a snowdrift somewhere. Why do I do this to myself? Maybe my body likes the challenge of walking to school on sheets of ice while I have an empty stomach and being hungover at the same time. There it is. Finally. T-Wing. I'm almost there. There's the class. I made it just in time. Oh, they started 5 minutes ago.
I don't know why this guy is always late. Like, he lives on residence.
Yeah, he's literally like a minute away from every class.
Anyways, coming up next, a lucky Monday experience with Stephen Bomey. Have you ever experienced a rough start to a Monday morning? No bus pass, a lost wad, and a transit bus fine? Stick around and listen to Stephen as he shares a story about his trip to school. Thank goodness, what a lucky Monday.
Parking at Montreal University is expensive. Well, it is Monday. I couldn't find my wallet. Oh my God, where's my bus pass? I don't want to be late for school. Oh man, the bus arrives in 10 minutes. I hope the bus driver recognizes me. Here comes the bus, but wait. Different driver? Oh no, I'm about to get lectured about transit laws again. I'm on the bus anyway, I'm explaining, but wait. Isn't that my wallet in his lost and found? Oh my goodness, what a Monday! Could you imagine getting a fine for not having a valid bus pass? I was lucky.
How about that voice?
That's like, silky, silky smooth. So a mother's love knows no limit, but it will be tested on one fateful morning. Ty's trip to school down Crowchild probably won't shock you, but he thinks it's funny. It terrified his mom. Everyone has had close calls on the road, but according to Ty's mom, this was the closest call possible. But was it really? As you're going to find out soon, it's a little dramatic. Here's Ty Raymond with Ty Express.
So I'm driving to MRU with my mom in the passenger side. Lame, I know, but I need to practice for my driver's test tomorrow, and the two of us are cruising. And as we take a corner, my mother spots an 18-wheeler. I see her start to sweat. A lot. So I start pressing on the brake, but not quick enough, apparently, and Mom loses it. Stop! Stop! I come to a stop in the middle of the road and get a good look at the truck. It was in the other lane. My mom doesn't like it when I tell this story. You know what she tells me? She tells me to stop!
Oh, moms, right?
Yeah.
All right, so I think we have someone on the line.
Aiden Pashinsky is on the phone waiting to tell a story.
Oh, perfect. Well, tell us your story there, Aiden.
Right, so I'm driving downtown, right, and this guy, he cut me off on the way to school, and they just big honk, you know, pull handbrake, I spin out. Everyone laugh at Pashinsky. No fun. And then I did get to school, but big scary, you know.
That is really scary.
That is one big scary there, Aiden. Thanks for your call.
Yeah, thank you.
Coming up next is A.L. Dang on his morning routine. I feel like a lily, but in the end, being late to school. A.L. blames it on city transit. Let's hear his story.
The irritating sound of my morning alarm is the worst, especially when I'm very tired. I wake up at 6 a.m. every morning just to spend a few crappy hours of my life at school. But even with the time frame in my set, I still arrive late and start sleeping in class. I take the train to Heritage Station before making it onto the bus to school. However, squishing into the C-Train car is like clothes being stuffed into a plastic container, or rubbing on a stranger as if they were sandpaper is very uncomfortable at times. Anyway, through all that, it really makes me wish I bought myself a car.
All right. Well, those were some real amusing commutes. I think for the most part, I can relate to the feelings behind those stories.
Yeah. Yeah, going anywhere in Calgary during rush hour can be a total nightmare. Every time I keep my cool and I'm a little surprised.
Yeah, do you have a car?
No.
Yeah, okay. It definitely depends where you are in the city, where you need to get to, and whether or not the weather decided to change rapidly.
Which is always. The rapidly changing weather, I mean. It is Calgary. It's what we're known for. Our 2 minutes of sun and decades of winter.
All right, let's settle down there, Jordan. Well, folks, we've reached the end of our show, and I just wanted to tell you how much we appreciate you and appreciate you joining us.
Hopefully you have a nice, easy, uneventful commute wherever you're heading today. We hope to see you next time. Thanks for joining us on Adventure Awaits. Mm-hmm. And Don, I can be dramatic if I want.
Just gonna shut off your mic here.